you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite crab diving app, or your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Taking some pat shots at the fuck watery of the right
pot.
It's really easy. Yeah. Big, fat, bloated white targets. Join us on the social medias and everything. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a big fuck you to all those jockstrap washers.
Oh, Devin Nunes, have tweeted something to that effect. Yeah.
And Twitter likes that.
He's the jockstrap washer for Team Treason.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Good job, Nunes.
I like you because you are special.
Blech.
He likes him because he is special. It's a beautiful, lovely, blustery day here in No Flow.
Yay.
I think we're supposed to get rain, but it's just windy as fuck.
Oh my God.
And warm. But right. The Northeast is going to get possibly bitch slapped by another one of those bomb storms or whatever they call it. They call it a bomb storm.
Do
where,
they really?
Where the I think it's 20, is it 24 points or something like that? Where the
bomb storm.
When the barometric pressure plummets. An insane amount in a short period of time, and they're expecting that possibly again with this new nor'easter that's going to be bitch slapping the Northeast.
We
floods
got
in Boston. Expecting it's also high tide, which ain't good.
We got to get rid of this barometric pressure until we figure out what the fuck is going on.
Until we know what's going on.
Fuck your barometric pressure.
It's going down the tubers. Water, big water, ocean water.
Trump be talking, Trump be tweeting, Trump be pissing everybody off. The gun nuts are losing their minds now. The Republicans don't know what to do with him. All kinds of shit going on. And, Jared and yesterday was like a Gatling gun of news stories.
Yes.
Not one of them good for the administration.
No. Listen, hey, progressives know what to do with Donald Trump. Don't trust him.
Oh, you can't fucking trust him. No.
Democrats, no. Chuck, Nancy, listen, stop talking to the fucker.
I mean, he sat in that meeting before about immigration. He was like, I'm going to say whatever you put in front of me, whatever bipartisan. Right. I'm not going to say, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. And then 3 days later, Lindsey Graham delivered a bipartisan bill to him. And he's like, I don't like that. I don't like that. I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
All because of Stephen Miller, mainly. And Kelly, right?
Right. If you don't want to get played by Donald Trump, don't trust him. It's simple.
Yeah, I don't even know that he plays. I just think he just got to assume he's lying.
Yeah, or are you going to look like a fucking idiot, you know? Just don't believe him. I don't believe him on this gun control shit.
Join us on social medias during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter. And you can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page. Or if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon hole. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yay!
It just helps us out here financially.
That's right, Pat.
And Screaming Liberal Media.
You dick!
No. Fuck you.
Let's leap right in, taint first, and see what's going on.
Do you know how flexible you would have to be to actually do that?
What do you mean? You just, it's like a...
You know where your taint is?
Well, yeah.
Do a split and then
just open
leap.
Your legs and jump.
Oh, no. Come on. Kate, get my Advil.
Put your legs up in the air.
Okay. Shit.
I'm
Mary Lou Retton.
Let's see what's going on here in your headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn DA.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, March 1st, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yay.
Fuck you.
Oh.
No, jeez.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost, it says gun poll.
Oh, yeah. Here, look at my gun poll.
This time actually is different.
Oh, okay.
According to the HuffPost, it says the last 2 weeks have convinced Americans that gun reform could happen.
Wow.
Oh, I think this is Lucy with the football.
What does that mean? Is this Trump? That they think because of what Trump's saying, gun control is going to happen?
Polling in the aftermath of a mass shooting in the United States usually follows a well-worn pattern. The first surveys conducted with the tragedy still flashing across TV screens show a brief uptick in concern about gun violence, possibly a spike in the national appetite for tighter firearm restrictions. But as soon as the story fades from the headlines, the increase in the polls is gone. This time, it says, is different.
Listen, we're not going to get any gun control while we have a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and a fucking fuck-twunt in the White House. It's not happening.
Bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand where that comes from.
But now they're saying that a HuffPost YouGov survey taken immediately after the February 14th school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Yes.
Found the same familiar uptick, but in the days since, the numbers have continued to shift in favor of action on guns.
Well, here's the thing, though, right? Because the public has always been for gun control. People want background checks. People want an assault weapons ban.
But this question is, do you think it's possible?
Right.
Not do you want it. Do you think it's actually going to happen? Because we know that our representatives don't represent us anymore.
No.
But now they're saying that by now a nearly 2-to-1 margin that people think it is politically possible to pass stricter gun laws. 50% to 26%.
I mean, I think it's possible. But I think to do that, you have to get these Republicans out of fucking office.
Well, right.
That's it.
Which is happening. I think it's like 30-something to 2 or 3.
Yes.
For all these special elections and these state House and state Senate type elections and everything that have been going on since November. The Democrats have flipped like something in the 30s to the Republicans like 2 or 3.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got to keep this shit going. Keep it, keep this pressure up and hope that blue tsunami happens in November.
Right. Which, I mean, I think part of that would have to be having Mueller figure out what the Russians are doing to our fucking country. I don't know. Does he even figure that out? What does that mean?
He doesn't think about consequences.
Mueller.
Oh, Mueller?
Mueller figure it out. I mean, is Mueller the guy that's going to figure out what the Russians are doing to our elections? Because, you know, I mean, we can hope for the blue tsunami, but damn, if the Russians are hacking into our voter rolls and shit, I mean.
hopefully the little bit that the agencies are able to do on their own without any presidential leadership.
Yeah.
Or actual presidential leadership in the other direction.
Yes.
Away from keeping Russian paws off of our shit is, you know, we'll have to rely on them.
Right.
And I mean, what's going to happen. We only got, it's February, it's March. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 8 months.
Yeah. And in any way, so we figure out what they're doing to our voter rolls. Well, the Russian bots are still going to come back online and they're still going to put fake news on social media and all the fucking idiots are going to believe it and going to vote accordingly.
Yep.
I still like, I don't know. I mean, I think we should be hopeful, but I think we should be angry and fucking drive these goddamn GOP Krakens out of fucking existence.
There's a slew of recent surveys finding a substantial shift on gun control. CNN says support for stricter gun laws has spiked to the highest level since 1900 and the 93.
Wow.
Sounds like Clinton administration, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Almost two-thirds say government and society can take action to prevent future mass shootings.
Right.
Politico.
Oh, wee wee.
Says stricter gun laws support has spiked in the polls. Roughly 2 in 3 Americans now say gun control laws should be made more strict.
Right.
In the wake of the last tragedy. Quinnipiac, American voters support stricter gun laws 66% to 31%. The highest support ever measured by the independent Quinnipiac University National Poll.
I don't understand where this hope comes from because we've always, I mean, I guess it's the numbers are larger, but this has always existed. People have always wanted this shit, and we've never gotten it because our representatives suck, and we've got the same fucking shit representatives.
Yeah, now for some reason they think something might happen, though.
Yeah. I think it's just Trump. I think Trump is coming out and saying we got to get rid of these bump stocks, and he's like, let's seize weapons before due process.
Well, that's the loosening the football.
Don't believe him.
Right.
Don't believe him. He ain't going to do shit for DACA. He's not going to. It's nothing good can come from Trump. He's a racist.
He asked one of the guys yesterday. He's like, why didn't you put that in these, this legislation or whatever? And Trump goes, anyway, because you're afraid of the NRA. Well, you shouldn't be. You don't have to be. And the guy later was like, he goes, I have like an F from the NRA.
Trust me,
I'm not afraid of them.
And you just spent a whole campaign sucking their dick.
Yeah,
I mean, he couldn't get Wayne LaPierre's cock any deeper down his fucking orange throat.
Well, still, you know, good thing that Crooked Hillary didn't win, or she would have gone after you. They're trying to repeal the Second Amendment.
Oh,
he keeps saying that the Democrats are trying to repeal the Second Amendment, which is nowhere near remotely accurate.
And what he said, do you ever remember a politician saying, oh, maybe we should just go after the guns before due process?
Well, that's why they're losing their minds.
I've never heard a politician say that before.
Well, he's not a big fan of due process unless it's a white privileged male who's been accused of sexual impropriety.
Oh, right. That's a good fucking
point. Then where's the due process? How about innocent until proven guilty? That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Well, you know, this is another one where people are trying to figure out who he's trying to make happy, because it doesn't seem like anybody wants these steel tariffs except for the steel industry.
Right.
So Trump today, I guess, I don't know how much he can really do, because I thought all that shit was the purview of Congress, like imposing tariffs and taxes and shit.
But I thought that as well.
He today he's decided that he's going to impose punishing tariffs.
Ooh, yes.
On imported steel and aluminium.
I'm going to import my steel.
As our friends across the pond say.
Are the British? Why do you guys say it like that?
In a major escalation of his trade offensive. Disappointing Republican congressional leaders. And asking for retaliation by U.S. trade partners. You want to start a trade war, bitch, we'll start a trade war, is what they're saying.
I don't know that he understands anything he's doing.
Anything.
He doesn't understand shit. God. I mean, you know, we're fucked because the Republicans will never impeach this guy. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
And, you know, he's just been rubbing his balls while touting how great the Dow has been doing. And because of his announcement, the Dow Jones today fell 500 points with a loss of 2%.
Well, what about that, dickhead? Jesus.
Because of his bullshit. I'm sure it's Obama's fault.
It's
somehow.
All bullshit.
The president said, speaking at the White House, here you go. There's a little of the mellifluous tones, the comic stylings.
Fuck you.
Donald J. Trump, president.
The WTO has been a disaster for this country, for our country. In fact, the rise of China economically was, if you look at it, directly equal to the date of the opening of the World Trade Organization. It has been great for China and terrible for the United States, and great for other countries, but terrible for the United States. So we're talking about it, and two of the groups that I want to do some very fast action will probably have everything completed by next week. We'll be imposing tariffs on steel imports and tariffs on aluminum imports. And you're going to see a lot of good things happen. You're going to see expansions of the companies. I know that, David, you said you'd be expanding. Tim, I know you said you
were. So, of course, these steel and aluminium dudes are thrilled aluminium. Because he's going to slap a 25% tax tariff on foreign-made steel and a 10% tax on aluminum.
But he can't, right? Because Congress does that?
Well, you know,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Washington Post. Investors appeared shaken by the news. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell around 500 points, a loss of 2%.
Damn.
I guess he can. It says the president's move, relying upon a little-used provision of the U.S. trade law, is expected to trigger immediate legal challenges by U.S. trading partners at the WTO, the World Trade Organization,
right,
and invite retaliation against American exports.
Fuck you.
He also, industries that were saying, well, you know, this is going to not help us.
Right.
That's going to send prices up, like automakers. People that use steel and aluminum and shit, they said, don't do it.
Buildings, houses, things like that. Right. You need metal, I guess.
In 2002, the last time that would be under George Bush, right? The last time we imposed steel tariffs, steel users blamed the measures for the loss of up to 200,000 jobs.
Listen, I know how to avoid this, you know, dealing with the repercussions for the steel tariff. I'm going 100% inflatable. Inflatable buildings, inflatable furniture, inflatable auto.
Excellent.
I shall not use steel.
I'm a pioneer.
Hey, Alex, what do you think about all this gun talk from your little orange man baby? My God, your nipples should be twisted up over this bullshit. Okay.
Most of these lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I forgot to press that other button. That was a little echoey. So that's the president talking about these new tariffs that he has imposed and caused the U.S. stock market to go moves up.
Hey, I have a question. Maybe who likes this again? Who wants this?
The steel companies and the aluminum industry here in the United States, and that's about it.
I'm not an economist, but if steel costs more, then people will buy less, right? I don't fucking know.
Well, yeah,
right. Do you hate this or what? Do you like the tariff or do you not like the tariff?
Well, it's dumb.
Okay.
It's like everything he does. It's not thought out.
It's stupid.
It's I made a promise. I'm going to keep it.
Wait a second, Donald. What the fuck?
Like the wall.
Okay, what about this promise about guns then to all your idiot fucking base out there? You love the Second Amendment. You're a big Second Amendment guy.
Right.
Now you're walking that back.
I saw that.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Jeff. I know the Alex Jones echoed again.
That's why I said it was echoey.
Sorry.
Kate,
God damn it.
I'll have myself flogged.
Oh, really? Don't
for
do
the
that.
Usual price.
Log me.
So that's what's going on. Those are your headlines, everybody, on this lovely and holy shit.
What?
I just looked outside and what was bright, sunny, a little windy.
Yes.
Around 80 degrees. And like I said, blustery though.
Right.
Is now it looks jet black.
When does hurricane season start?
It looks like we are about to get drenched upon here in northern Florida.
I got to tell you, before we know it, it's going to be fucking hurricane season. We're gonna be boarding up those fucking windows.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
and
fucking
hot
around.
As fuck here too.
Yeah, I don't want to evacuate for storms though. That sucks. You got to put all your shit. Just put boards on the fucking windows. What's the big deal?
Well, we sat through her level one.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
Or was it a tropical storm by the time it finally got to us?
It was a tropical depression or something. I don't fucking know.
There's a story over at Axios.
Axios.
That the Game of Thrones that is happening in the White House is continuing. The headline says the wild wars within the Trump White House.
Sword fight.
After a crazy 24 hours, sources close to President Trump say he's in a bad place.
Nah, damn.
Mad as hell about the internal chaos. And the sense that things are unraveling. Well, who do we blame for this?
I blame you, Donald.
Fish stinks, and sticks.
Fish sticks.
From the head.
Oh, man, I love fish sticks. I do.
And this asshole is, I'm sure, well, that's what he does. He, all the shitstorm, all the chaos.
Right.
Is, it's not my fault. Look at all this that's happening to me. It's not my fault.
Well, wait. Let's lay some blame around. I love doing this. Who do we blame for Trump? Well, Joe and Mika, are you listening? You guys, you fuckheads. You humanized him. Jimmy Fallon.
You got to blame Trump for Trump.
I know, but I want to blame a lot of people. Jimmy Fallon, I blame you. You must his hair. You humanized him. How dare you?
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Bernie Bros, I blame you. You fucks.
Well, they found them a girl gonna do it real good.
I blame Jill Stein voters. What do you think about that?
Yeah, some of them.
Right.
I mean, if you were into Jill Stein ahead of time and things like that, I could see. I had Jill Stein not started smelling like borscht, I would have I would have possibly voted for the Green Party because we were in California where all those millions and millions of illegals voted for Hillary. Oh, yes. So there was no way that he was going to lose California.
Anti-vaxxer.
But I might have voted Green because I tend to believe in the Green Party agenda. But
not here.
Didn't like her.
Right.
And her anti-vaxxy ways.
Anti-vaxxer.
And her Putin-licking ways. Ooh, yes. And when she said Hillary... When she basically said the choice, they're both bad.
Right.
Equally bad.
Yes.
Then I knew she was dangerous because that's when she was swaying Bernie Bros.
Right.
To instead of vote Hillary and save the country, to waste a vote on Jill Stein or not vote at all because, you know, you can't vote for the most corrupt person ever. And now we got this shit storm.
And you know, it's not only guys. You dickheads. If you're listening and you voted for Trump, it's not only Trump. It's this whole White House. It's this whole cabinet. It's everything. He hired shitheads.
Yeah.
Imagine if Hillary had been elected, who would be our Secretary of State? Who? Somebody good?
Somebody qualified?
Somebody decent?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe Joe Biden.
Oh, God, could you imagine Joe Biden, Secretary of State? He wouldn't be putting up with shit from this Putin.
It says here, the big picture at Axios is that Hope Hicks leaving is obviously a huge blow. Or no more blows.
No.
To those speculating.
Right. Yes. You say spanculating?
Speculating.
You said spanculating. I thought you were trying to make a joke.
Well, you know.
You got any spanculators out there?
It says, every time he reads about Attorney General Jeff Sessions, his head explodes.
Ooh, shit. Damn, that's messy.
And the staff is just trying to ride out the storm.
They're just trying to ride out the storm. Holy shit. This is the fucking White House.
Yeah.
My
says,
God.
Everywhere you look inside the White House, top officials are fighting, fomenting. Oh, look at this alliteration. Fighting, fomenting, feuding, or fleeing.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Fleeting.
They say Hope Hicks, without question, the outside the family is the person whom Trump trusted the most and was the closest. She resigned a day after she admitted in closed door testimony. She told white lies for the president. And there's stories out that Trump flipped his comb over. And that yelled at her about that, and that she was they say that he tore into her for that, and that was the last straw for her. She's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Listen to this. It's worse than we thought. It's worse than we thought. I thought him as president, I thought he would do a bunch of racist, shitty things, you know.
Which he has.
Yes. But I didn't think it would be this crazy.
Oh, right.
I mean, I really didn't.
Well, we also foolishly counted on a couple of Republicans having scruples and ethics and being patriotic and caring about the Constitution and things like that.
Oh,
we're finding that those Republicans are few and far between, and the only time they grow a set of brass genitalia is when they've announced their retirement.
Right. Boy.
Jeff Flake, Bob Corker.
You guys suck. You fuck the country.
Dent.
You fucked the country right in its ear hole and ran away. Run away. Run away.
In the past couple of days, Hicks quit. John Kelly cracked down on Jared Kushner. This is supposed to be a real battle royale between Jarvanka, as Breitbart calls Jared and Ivanka.
Right.
They hate her and him, by the way,
because
over at
they're
Breitbart.
Jewish, right? I mean, you know,
part of it, sure.
Anti-Semitic over there.
They're liberals, allegedly. They're Democrats. They were Democrats coming into this.
Hey, Ivanka, you're not a Democrat. You know, you're not. You haven't done anything fucking progressive in that White House. You haven't done shit.
I think it's very unfair that you say that about my father.
Oh, yeah. Nice vocal fry. What was that bullshit speech you gave at the RNC? You pretended to be a liberal? You pretended to talk about maternity leave and shit like that? That's fucking lip service.
That was kind of funny, though, watching a lot of the old white heads looking at each other in the audience. They're like, wait. Family leave? That we pay for? What the fuck is she talking about?
Well, listen, old white fucknuts, don't worry about it, because what she suggested, if I remember correctly, was, family leave that you pay for. The person pays for, right? Out of your own retirement or
some
bullshit like that?
Well, that's how it came out later, yeah.
Yeah, so she lied.
Well, sure.
That she's not a liberal, she's a fucking batshit conservative.
Jared Kushner was stripped of his top security clearance.
Stripped.
It's, you know, all this don't leak, don't leak. Everybody's leaking. Because what happens when you hire backstabbing, unscrupulous charlatans and crooks.
Right.
And cheats and thieves. Yes. That's going to happen. They're going to turn on each other. And when you manage, your management style is cage match.
Right.
Which is fucked up to begin with. I can't imagine that there's any person that thinks, well, this is a really good management style. This pitting everybody against each other so that everyone's stabbing each other in the fucking back, looking for every opportunity to sling shit at their opponents.
And if you soften the focus just a little bit and go outside the Ivanka, Trump, Kelly fucking circle, and you get to like HUD and Scott Pruitt and all these bags of shit. I don't know what they've done that's good.
Health and Human Services, dude. Price had to go bye-bye.
He had to leave.
For flying private jets on our dime.
Ben Carson doesn't know anything about his job. The only thing he does know is that I'm going to buy a fucking table that's worth over $100,000. That's
which,
fucked up, man.
$30,000, but it...
Is it 30? What was $100,000 then?
All the furniture together,
okay.
I think. But
I'm sorry, Ben. That's my fault.
We've got a little follow-up on that story.
Crab diving. Fucking follow-up.
Since the news broke of the $30,000+ dining room set.
Fuck Ben Carson.
A spokesperson for the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Yes.
Has said that Secretary...
Hello.
Ben Carson, Sleepy Smurf,
right,
has ordered the agency to rescind the order for the $31,561 worth of dining room furniture.
Hey, Ben, what's up with that anyway? Because I thought you said people shouldn't be so comfortable. You shouldn't have it so cozy in this public housing.
Well, he meant those lazy Negroes who were on welfare.
Oh, not him. Right.
And poor people and shit.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I didn't understand that.
HUD spokesman Rafi Williams said at the request of the secretary, the agency is working to rescind the order for the dining room set.
Hey, listen, if I'm the vendor and you bought that shit from me and I got it all boxed up and I'm sending it to you, I'm like, fuck no. You bought it, dickhead. God.
Carson's doing the, you know, I didn't know anything about this bullshit, even though the stories are that his wife was the one running around saying, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that, get this,
God
get this,
damn.
Get this.
God, Ben, you're a loser. You don't even know your fucking job, dude.
Carson said that he wanted to fix the aging furniture. He was told it was beyond repair and needed to be replaced, which other people are saying, that ain't true. We saw pictures of the stuff.
Right.
That was taken out of there, and there wasn't nothing wrong with it. It might have been a little
beyond repair,
older style or something.
Hey, Ben, you know what? Just get some duct tape. You're allowed duct tape, and that's it. Fix your shit with duct tape. That's what the rest of the fucking country does, you dick.
Carson said, we were told there was a $25,000 budget that had to be used by a certain time, or it would be lost.
Fuck you. Hey, you know what you need to figure out? I think your mattress isn't comfortable enough because I've never seen you and thought, God, that guy needs a nap. You look so fucking tired. Invest in a new mattress so you're better slept. You're better rested when you get to your fucking job.
He said that he made it known that he was not happy about the prices being charged.
Yes.
And that his preference would be to find something more reasonable.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's anything's more reasonable. I think that's fairly.
I left this matter alone to concentrate on bigger issues. I was as surprised as anyone to find out that a $31,000 dining set had been ordered. I have requested that the order be.
Hey, Ben.
Oh, it's canceled.
Ben, wake up. How do you know? How do we know when you're surprised?
Right.
I just don't know.
I mean, you know, being unflappable is probably good when you got your fingers in somebody's brain. But,
you
know.
Could throw a rock at his face and he would just keep droning on. He's truly low energy. Trump's right about you. You're low energy.
The spokesperson said that while Carson didn't know the table had been purchased, at first, they said he didn't find the cost excessive and didn't plan on returning it. Remember yesterday, that was the statement.
Fuck
I don't
you.
Think that's too much. We're keeping it.
God, I want to listen. I don't know who broke this story about Ben Carson's fucking furniture, but I think it's time to look at all these assholes with offices that work for Trump. I want to know what Betsy DeVos bought. I want to know what all these fucknuts bought.
At least, you know, she's a scum-sucking, parasitic billionaire.
Yes.
Who... Apparently, she's been flying private also her own.
Her own jet.
On her own dime, at
God
least.
Damn.
So, at least she hasn't been taking advantage like some of these assholes have. It's just the tip of the iceberg. This is what we're finding out. Who knows what the fuck we're not finding out about some of these cabinet members that are stealthier. Who knows what Rick Perry's doing?
Oh, my. Well, he's dancing. Rick Perry dances.
The... So there you go. Ben Carson canceling the order for the big old fancy table.
Damn, Ben, what are you going to use? I don't have a table. What are you going to do without a table, dickhead? How are you going to have dinner at your goddamn office? Who has a dining room table where they fucking work?
The, let's see. Also, this is, they have bullet points outlining the shitstorm that's going on in the White House right now.
Oh, yeah.
From Axios over here. They say Jared, Ivanka, and Don Jr. are telling their friends that they are furious with Kelly and his allies.
Hold on a second. Don Jr. has friends. I'm serious.
Well, he's rich.
He doesn't have just staff that he pays.
Well, he has parasites, I'm sure. Remora that hang on to him.
Right, okay.
Jared.
Sad.
Also lost his one of his workers, his internal PR guru.
Ooh, yes.
Josh Raphael.
I missed my internal guru.
Has quit. Economic advisor Gary Cohn is allegedly at war with trade policy advisor Peter Navarro.
Wee, baby.
Trump is at war with Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Everybody's fighting.
Last night it came out from the Washington Post, quote, behind the scenes, Trump has derisively referred to Sessions as Mr. Magoo, a cartoon character from way back in the olden days.
Google that, motherfuckers.
Who is elderly, they say myopic. He's basically blind.
Myopic.
And bumbling. His whole deal is that he's blind as a bat, and when he doesn't have his glasses on, when he can't find his glasses, he runs around and causes all these disasters.
Oh, okay.
He never gets hurt, of course, and he always ends up fine.
Is he racist? Kinda
like Trump. Trump is more like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wait. Is Mr. Magoo incredibly racist?
He can't see colors, so how could he be? Yeah.
He's not a good comparison to Sessions, then.
It says the intelligence chiefs are using every chance possible to contradict the commander in chief on Russia.
Russia. Oh, and meanwhile, we're getting hacked by the Russians. That's fucking hilarious.
It says Trump is in a bad, mad place, feeling ill-served and confined by the staff.
Go play golf, dickhead.
He doesn't like Kelly, but he won't fire him.
No.
He loathes and hates Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Right.
But he won't fire him.
Hey, dickhead, just go ahead and fire them. Fire them both.
No,
go
he's
play
trying
golf.
To he's trying to bully them through Twitter and trying to get sick the public on him. It's the only reason he tweets about Jeff Bosesh.
Right.
You know, they have this invention. Call the telephone.
Oh, he could just call him?
He could pick it up and be like, why don't you fucking go after this person? But no, he tweets about it.
That's nuts.
Disgraceful, all caps, exclamation point.
This is how I govern. This is how this crazy motherfucker governs.
Reporters from Axios say, we have never seen top officials this concerned or this defeated.
Oh, shit.
Good. Suffer,
damn.
All you fuckers. I have no tiny bit of sympathy for anybody who accepted a job in this administration.
Man, yeah.
And there was another report I saw today that the rats that are trying to slither off the ship have nowhere to go. Nobody wants to hire them.
What
They're
do you
seeing
do with
Spicy
them?
Out there who can't find a fucking job. Omarosa has to do fucking Celebrity Big Brother. They're just seeing, they're seeing people who can't get, who won't get hired.
And the thing about Spicy, he's not the most vile.
No, he's borderline charming.
Yeah, I mean, he's a liar. I mean, you know,
well,
he
helped
fuck up.
That's why he got hired.
Country,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, he propped up a racist. But still, I mean, he's not the most vile. Like, what's Scott Pruitt going to do? Who wants to? Ben Carson, what are you going to do after you're done with HUD and your expensive table, you dumbass? What are you going to fucking do?
No, he'll probably run for something.
What?
I think Ben Carson will run for something. I don't think he'll win, but, you know.
He's
he
not,
might.
Like, hated?
Yeah, well.
I hate him.
Well, there's still the conservatives and the lunatics are still reeling from yesterday's roundtable or whatever the fuck you want to call it that Trump had.
Yes.
On guns, where he, you know, promised everybody everything.
Yes.
Basically. And that's where he said, you know, we should, one of the guys said, or it was one of the guys, it was Vice President Pence, said, you know, that we need to do something about, you know, where these people have their due process if for mental problems.
Right.
But, you know, that we should not let these people have guns. They should be taken away. And Trump is like, no. You take away the guns first and make sure that they can't, because there's a long process that it goes through. You take away the guns first and then you do due process. And heads around the table.
Oh, they lost their mind.
Exploded. Right.
Right. He did this with DACA. In that fucking meeting, right? It's the same fucking thing, guys. He's lying. He doesn't even know what he's fucking talking about. He might not even remember he fucking said it.
Well, today they're even over at Breitbart.
Yes,
the headline says Trump takes a mulligan,
right,
and tweets out respect the Second Amendment. So he seemed to kind of, well, they say walk back. I it's more of like a waddling ramble.
Right, sure.
He tweeted today, many ideas, some good, some not so good.
Both sides.
Like his.
Right. Yes.
To the people out there, I mean, to his people, his ideas are the ones that were not so good. Emerged from our bipartisan meeting on school safety yesterday at the White House. Background checks, a big part of conversation. Gun-free zones are proven targets of killers. After many years, a bill should emerge. Respect Second Amendment! Exclamation point.
Good. Hey, listen, dickhead. Trump is a GOP fucknut. He's just like every other GOP fucknut. They are just fine with a pile of dead fucking kids. That's who they are. Fuck off.
They say in the story here at Breitbart, I can't believe I'm soiling my eyes, despite tacit endorsement of many of the gun control proposals from Democrats in the meeting, Trump noted on Twitter, some of them were good, some not so good. The NRA reacted to the meeting, calling it great TV, but bad policy.
What do you know about policy? The NRA, guys, all you care about is selling fucking guns. You don't know shit about policy.
NRA spokeswoman Jennifer Baker said, instead of punishing law-abiding gun owners for the acts of a deranged lunatic, our leaders should pass meaningful reforms that would actually prevent future tragedies.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Go shove that bullshit up your fucking ass. Nobody's fucking believing it. You're full of shit.
The most upvoted comment over at Breitbart says, if you're not responsible enough to own a gun at 18, you're not responsible enough to vote at 18.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, fascist over at Breitbart. Go fuck yourself. You're idiots.
I'm just scrolling through the comments to see if how angry they are at Trump.
Is it? They're the Nazis. They're the fascists over there at Breitbart, right? They're racist, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, homophobic. Yeah. It's all of it. Just your goddamn, your fucking garbage.
If you ever listen to the Breitbart radio, it's really
your ears bleed.
Pour molten steel into your ears.
Yeah, you want to end it
after you pay the 50% tariff or whatever.
This is kind of fun. We're talking about gun violence and shit, and I just think about all the suicides and stuff that happen. You know, because people have access to guns and they shouldn't.
On Velshi and Rule this morning on the MSNBC, Ali Velshi poured a big bucket of piss on all the bullshit about good guys with a gun.
Right.
Will help. More guns means more safe. And he showed study after study after study that houses with guns have more gun deaths in them.
Right.
Houses with guns have like a ridiculously higher percentage of people that kill themselves with guns.
Yeah.
Which is conveniently left out of a lot of the gun violence.
Why do people not talk about that?
I don't know.
You know, speaking of, I mean, I don't mean to get too dark here, but just think about this White House and how this plays out. I mean, we're looking at a bunch of rich elitist fucks that might be left with nothing. Do you think anybody in that White House is going to blow their brains out? Do you think anybody over there?
No.
Not Jared? No. He seems like, he seems kind of sad.
No.
Okay.
We don't wish that upon him.
No, I don't. We're talking, I'm
speculating.
Speculating. Of course not.
Yesterday, the story said Trump wants Joe Manchin's gun control, rejects Steve Scalise's national reciprocity push. So this is the story where they lost their minds about Trump saying, you know, we're going to, you don't need that. You don't need that due process and everything. And the number one upvoted comment, I've had enough of this shit. This is an outright betrayal by this president of the Constitution and every one of us who elected him to stand up for it.
God damn. Fuck off, dickhead. You know what's funny? That Steve Scalise, he can't get behind gun control and an assault weapons ban, but yet he was shot with a gun. Oh, my God. Damn, dude, you're a fucking idiot. I mean, really?
The Breitbarties aren't happy. Bad week for Trump. First, the Mexican president tells him once more Mexico won't be paying for the wall. So there goes that promise. And now the betrayal on the Second Amendment. What's next?
There's not going to be a wall, dumbass. Mexico's not paying for a wall.
This deplorable says DACA, Second Amendment, Syria, on every conceivable issue. Trump's ignoring his campaign promises and the interests of his base as soon as Ivanka says, but think about the children.
Yeah, hey, listen, number one, dickhead, Ivanka is not going to say she's not going to say think about the children. She doesn't give a fuck about the children. She has children building her clothes for $4 a fucking month over there in India or it's some fucking place like that. She doesn't give a fuck about the children.
Somebody with the screen name Piggressives Suck.
Right. Piggressives?
Piggressives, like progressives, but pigs.
Look at the size of that fucking spider. Do you see that?
Oh, that's a big old spider up there.
What the fuck is that?
Says, if Trump signs a gun control bill, his presidency will be effectively over.
Oh, man.
So, you know, they're worried about DACA. If anything is done on DACA, they consider it amnesty and they're going to hate him. If anything is done on bump stocks or high capacity magazines or assault weapons, they're going to hate him.
Oh, my God. These Breitbart people are so stupid. They are dumb. Those commenters are the dumbest. Donald Trump played you, motherfucker. He told you what? He told you things that he's not building a wall. There's no fucking way anybody's paying for a fucking wall to get built. But you believed him. So much so that you chanted it at these fucking rallies like loons.
Yeah, build the wall,
you're
lock
insane.
Her up. And he hasn't locked up the most evil vagina possessor in history.
Lock her up. Lock her up. I mean, I heard that on those, you know, you'd see footage.
We heard it last week at CPAC.
How do you not fulfill on that promise? It was a refrain.
There's nothing for which to lock her up.
That was printed upon T-shirts. That's part of
sure.
it. And he's not doing it for these people. They're dumb. Oh, my God. You fucking idiots. They shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Here's a Fox loony contributor over there at the Fox who is not happy at all about the tariffs on the on this aluminum and steel and is blaming the plunge of the stock market on Don J. This is on Fox, let us remind you.
Oh shit, is this the beginning of the end? It's all the end. It's all a big asshole.
The here we go. This guy, this is from Fox Business.
Fuck you.
This is Jonathan Hoenig, Hoenig.
Jonathan
on Fox Business, losing his mind over these tariffs and what it's going to do.
Well, you know, the president and I guess now the Republicans, I suppose, they don't even understand what trade is, Neil. Trade is win-win. That's why we do it. And Americans have benefited tremendously from their trade with China. I mean, look around your house. Everything there, many things are probably likely made from China at greatly reduced cost. But, Neil, this is just cronyism, this idea that the president has to protect steel, protect this group or that group. I mean, forget that whole idea of drain the swamp, get rid of cronyism. That's exactly what the president is. He's charging you and I more to buy farm equipment, a can of soda, a car, to help these favorite industries. That's not what American is about. And I'm telling you, it's exactly the inflationary type of pressures that can really crush an economy. Yeah.
So Trump is sucking up cronyism, he's saying, sucking up to the steel and aluminum dudes.
Yeah.
Who probably have, a couple of memberships at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah, right? It's probably his friends.
Oh, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry.
They're in the sauna, in the steam room, airing out their sacks. This guy, hey, by the way, this guy's wrong. This is in America? This is exactly what we're about. Cronyism?
That's what's wrong with the whole world.
This
capitalist, right. crony capitalism bullshit.
This fuckhead on Fox is pissed because he's not going to get his anymore. That's it. He doesn't.
Oh, in some way,
care.
Yeah, probably.
What? Hey, dickhead, why aren't you screaming about the kids at DACA? Why aren't you screaming about the Dreamers? What about them? You're just bitching because it's going to affect you. Fuck off.
They're illegals.
Yeah.
They're
people.
So that's what's going on there over at the Fox News with that, with the stock market going down.
I'm not going to say it's the beginning of the end because who fucking knows, but it's not looking good.
Going up, meanwhile.
Yes.
In the polls.
Ooh.
Obamacare.
Oh, okay.
The favorability rating for Obamacare has now reached its highest level since the law was enacted in 2010.
Damn. What about Trump care?
54% of the public has a favorable view of the law, compared to 42% who have an unfavorable view because they're dumb.
Right.
They say the rise is driven by independence. This ain't a good sign for Don.
Oh, damn,
these independents that he wooed,
right,
are really turning against him. You know, he's going to have his 25-30% of pond scum that is going to support him no matter what the fuck happens.
The racist, that kind of thing.
But the independents and the former Obama voters that inexplicably flipped and voted are running away.
Wow.
From him.
That's amazing. It's amazing they even went to him. It really is. How depressing.
Nearly 8 in 10 Republicans still have an unfavorable view of the law.
Wow. Holy shit.
Because they're dumb. And Republicans in Kentucky,
right,
who love their KY care.
Oh, yes. Obamacare.
Right. Whoa, shh.
Okay, shit, I'm sorry.
Don't tell him that.
Well, maybe it's because Obama's black.
Exactly.
That might have something to do with it.
I saw a story that the Iron Stash, the guy who is
running against
Paul Ryan in Wisconsin, if Paul Ryan runs, he's running for that seat as a Democrat.
He's going to run away. Paul Wyant's got to run away.
Well, he is. He's saying, I'm advocating for Medicare for all.
Damn. There you go.
That's what the people say they want. I'm talking to people. We know that the numbers, you crunch the numbers, it's going to be cheaper for everyone. No longer will people have to worry about going bankrupt because of medical bills.
Damn, this guy sounds awesome.
And costs will come down because the government will have the biggest swinging dick in the market.
Oh, shit.
And will be able to negotiate for lower prices.
Right. Damn.
But you can't tell the dummies that.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Alvin Chipmunk for the retweet. Thank you. Alvin and the Chipmunks retweeted us. Isn't that nice?
Christmas time.
I love those. When you were a kid, did you listen to those?
Sure. The
Alvin.
So good news on that front.
Yes, thank you.
Hopefully, let's get some Democrats in.
Right.
Let's take over the White House in 2020.
We got to impeach this dick.
Have fuck. All three chambers bigly.
I got your chamber.
Let's get some of this shit done.
I mean, at what point can Trump not exist anymore? Do you know what I mean? Like I understand that it takes a Senate and the House to impeach the fucker, right?
Yes.
But like, what if the wheels just fall off? What if the country can't run?
What well, if we can't keep has the it
fucking
been?
Lights on? That's a good fucking point. I don't know.
Arguably, it hasn't been going real well.
I don't know.
There's how many vacancies? We're a year plus into it.
Yeah.
And large percentages of vacancies in a lot of the, you know, he's trying to say, well, we don't need them. This bloated budget, this huge bureaucracy, we don't need them.
We're finding out we need them. We need them, dickhead, you know.
Especially State Department, where our foreign policy is just a big fucking Pollock painting of shit.
Ooh, yes. You know what, man? Maybe we should do a thing where, because this election has really made me think about like the dumbasses that are allowed to vote and how that's a real problem because they are susceptible to fake news easily. Do you know what I mean?
More than anyone else by all put together. Remember?
So
we saw that, right. that during the election that Republicans shared like three times what the, or more what of fake, utterly fake, news
that's a lot
than anyone else did
three times more
or it was more than every than all the other groups put together right or the subgroups put together
right. Because of our country and our ideals or whatever that fucking means we're fine with letting a bunch of dumbasses ruin our fucking country. Now my thing is like God I wish the dumbasses couldn't vote, but we can't do that for some reason, but we're fine with letting the dumbasses ruin our country. That's a double standard, isn't it?
Oh, boy. I just saw a headline. Trump to meet with video game industry address gun safety.
Here we go again. Fuck this shit.
Another scapegoat. It's not the guns. It's evil Hollywood. It's video games.
Oh, my God. Hey, I've never... any of these school shootings, does someone take a copy of Call of Duty and just throw it at kids and kills them? No,
I don't think so.
God damn. I hate the video game argument. I hate the rap music argument, the heavy metal music argument. It makes kids demonic. It's so fucking stupid. It
turns into Satanist.
Right, right. When I was in high school, it was like all the heavy metal music. Oh, like it's satanic. It makes you do bad shit. So dumb. It's a fucking simpleton worldview.
Right.
I don't give a
fitting.
You play video games. Yes. I saw you.
Are you sure?
You were playing Assassin's Creed. You got to, hey, what's your handle so the crabbers can play with you? Can you want to play with them? What do you play with the listeners, man? They would love that.
I don't want to. No, I don't want to. I play video games so I don't have to deal with people.
Right.
I've got another story here on this. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Holy shit, already an hour gone of the show. Thanks
Danke.
For hanging in there and listening, joining us. We appreciate your ear hole time.
You know what, though? We really should sell that. We could sell, like if you, how much, you know, we put a price out there for you play an hour of Call of Duty with Pat. Nobody, not with me. I can't
nobody
play.
Nobody wants to play.
I can't even do
video games with me.
Oh, I bet they would. World of Warcraft? Oh, my God. Who wants to be in Pat's team or
guild.
Clan? Or who wants to be in my guild? What's the name of your
How
guild?
How dare you? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You got a price for this. The thing is, I know there's a price for this.
Oh, well, fuck yeah, of course. I'll freely admit that. You just haven't stumbled onto it yet.
But don't you think it'd be fun? It's like you get the guild and you guys go after fucking guilds filled with dumbass conservative racist Nazis.
Oh,
beat the shit out of them.
That's a tough sell online.
What do you mean?
I told you, Call of Duty. I've never heard the N-word more in my life than jumping into some of these Call of Duty skirmishes.
Here's what I don't understand. You hear somebody on Call
of Duty. I grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
In a white neighborhood.
Right. You're on Call of Duty. You hear somebody say the N-word. Why don't you go shoot him? It's a video game. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Just go take him out.
Well, you're trying.
Oh, okay.
Is the point.
Right.
But, you know.
Just make a list of gamers that use the N-word. And you go get them. We're talking about video games.
Some of these 12-year-olds are good.
Oh, God. Listen, if your kid is on, God, get if you're 12-year-old's on Call of Duty, you get engaged. You figure out what the fuck he's saying on there. And if he's saying the N-word, you got to sit him down and talk to him. Because he's going to be an adult one day, and he's going to be voting. I don't want to deal with your fucking racist children. Fix them.
John Kelly, chief of staff.
Wee-wee.
Here at Mediaite, they refer to him as beleaguered. Beleaguered White House chief of staff, John Kelly.
John's beleaguered. How sad. How do you think Rob Portman's wife felt, you fuck?
Porter.
Ah, God damn it, Porter.
Rob Portman's like, hey, I've never struck my wife.
No. Sorry, dude. I don't know who the fuck you are, but.
He was speaking at the, I believe he was speaking over at the Department of Homeland Security. You know, he was the, before he became chief of staff, he was the DHS dude.
Yes.
Secretary of Homeland Security.
Hello.
And he allegedly really liked that job.
Oh, okay.
Here are his remarks that are.
Is he bitching about being the
chief?
That
are being shared everywhere.
God, you fuck. What a complainer.
I think the greatest accomplishment is how safe America has been for the last 15 years. I mean, my God.
Thanks
that'd be the first one. And the second one was I wish I had worked harder in the 6 months I had in the job to better...
To stay, but...
to not only better protect the men and women that get beat up so badly every day, but to really advertise in a much more effective way how good you are. You take the face shots every single day from people that don't have a clue what they're talking about or have an agenda against you. I did the best I could, but in retrospect, I could have done better. But you can bet in the job I'm in now, I spend a great deal of my time making sure people understand who you are, what you do. But I wish I'd have worked harder.
That's not the comment I was looking for. I don't know why they don't
Wait,
have the
John,
good comment.
Then why didn't you? I don't know. I don't mean to be such a dickhead to you, but God... this whole thing with Rob Porter's wife and the beating and all that shit and how he knew and he kept the guy on anyway. He's talking about people getting beat up and the face shots they take. Did you ever see that? That woman had a black eye from that guy.
Yeah. Somebody else took face shots too.
Yeah.
It's a real face shots.
God, this John Kelly's garbage. I'm sorry. I know he served and that I thank you for your service, but Jesus, dude. The fuck?
I think this is the clip I may be looking for here where he joked.
The person brought to try to calm all the chaos.
That's Wolf Blitzer.
Maybe right. Having some regrets about taking the job. Here's what the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, said during an event over at the Department of Homeland Security today. He used to work there. Listen.
I have almost no right to be up here on the stage. I mean, I was in the department.
You have every right to be.
And I miss every one of you every day. I went. truly, at 6 months, the last thing I wanted to do was walk away from one of the great honors of my life, being the Secretary of Homeland Security. But I did something wrong, and God punished me, I guess.
Look at this guy. He's a regular. He's a comic.
I did something wrong and God punished me, apparently.
Damn, do you guys have to laugh so hard at this fucking guy? Do you hear these guys laughing? Is he Dave Chappelle? Are you hanging out with... What the fuck, man?
Well, and this is...
He's Don Rickles.
This is Homeland Security people laughing about how shitty it is to work in the White House and be chief of staff. And ha ha ha, look at you, you stupid fuck. You left a job you liked... To now enter one of the layers of hell.
Yes. You know what it feels like? It feels like we're on the Titanic and you look up and all the rich people that are going to make it on the lifeboats, they're just laughing their dick off. Everything's hilarious to these fucking guys. You're having a laugh. Great.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy something.
Yes.
And whenever you do, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out right here.
And hey, Amazon, quit associating with the NRA, motherfuckers.
And thanks to those that do.
Right.
Did you see Roku said, fuck you, we're keeping NRA TV, basically.
Did they really?
Well, they said, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of channels from hundreds and hundreds of groups, and we don't discriminate based on politics or something like that.
What?
So.
Damn, dude, just take them off your fucking platform. What is wrong with these people? We don't discriminate against people who are fine with a pile of dead fucking kids. I don't understand that.
Right.
Hey, let's be social justice warriors. Let's just do it. Just change that term.
Like,
it's
that's
not
a bad
pejorative.
Thing, right?
It's not a pejorative. Social justice warrior. Social justice is good, right? Am I insane?
Didn't a troll on one of our comments insult us by calling us do-gooders?
Yeah. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Forgive me.
I'm done with the dumb people.
You do-gooders.
We should all be social justice warriors.
Right.
We should all want social justice.
We should all be doing gooder.
I was doing comedy a little while ago, and I was hanging out, you know, just chatting with people after the show. Somebody made some comment about some comic, and this guy was like, oh, is he one of these SJWs?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, God, it was everything I could do to not just burn, like, five bridges right there. I had to walk away. I'm like, fuck off, dickhead. I don't care. Why is that a negative? I don't understand that shit.
We've got a possible solution to the to all the gun violence out there.
Possible solution.
From
I love that.
An Alabama state senator.
Because okay.
If I'm looking for intelligent solutions to anything, where do I go?
Yeah.
Alabama.
Fuck you, boy.
The Alabama legislature is one of the first places I would go for advice.
Yeah, are you kidding? Are they
being a little sarcastic? This guy is a Republican. I know you'll be shocked to learn.
Oh, I'm vomiting all over the place. Kate, please bring me some paper towels.
Republican State Senator Gerald Dial.
Dial.
D-I-A-L.
Okay.
Is
he from the soap family? Or
is saying that, was that their name?
Dial. Dial
oh, I thought
soap.
You meant soap, the TV show.
Hey, I don't know. What
There's
show?
An ancient reference
I've never,
for you.
Never heard of that show.
Liar.
soap TV. Soap show.
The, he said, and I quote, he has a proposal.
Yes.
That he believes will help stop future school shootings.
God.
He's decided that he wants to hang a copy of the Ten Commandments in schools.
Oh my God.
Which will stop the killings because it says, I don't know what number six, thou shalt not kill.
What about, are you, what? Okay.
According, today said that letting schools display the Ten Commandments might be enough to deter homicidal gun owners from engaging in mass slaughter. Quote, I believe that if you had the Ten Commandments posted in a prominent place in school, it has the possibility to prohibit some student from taking action to kill other students.
What the fuck?
Dude, does like God magic lasers shoot out from the Ten Commandments that is on the wall to kill this guy?
You know, I don't know what goes through. God, I can't imagine what goes through somebody's mind before they walk into a school and take a bunch of lives and shoot bullets everywhere. I imagine there must be a, you know, you think you're locked and loaded. You have your vests, all your stupid fucking guns on. You're walking in to kill people. And all of a sudden your eye drifts upon the Ten Commandments and you're like, oh, good point.
Oh, I have to stop.
Who is this guy? Who is this idiot?
Who's a Republican?
What's his name again? Jeff Dial?
Gerald Dial.
Gerald Dial. I want the names of everyone that voted for you, because they're probably dumb, too.
If this bill stops one school shooting in Alabama, just one, then it's worth the time and effort we're putting into it.
It's not going to. It's not going to.
The bill calls for a state referendum on a constitutional amendment that would allow for religious displays to be placed on public property. However, this will never fly.
Not only
do they want religious displays on public property.
Yes.
Only Christian religious displays.
Oh, fuck yeah. Of course. Why not? It never occurs to anybody that
fuck your constitution.
Get rid of the guns. I don't know about the Ten Commandments. God, you're stupid. It's Jeff Dial. Who the fuck votes for you?
The amendment only applies to Christian religious displays.
Okay.
As this week, Dial moved to table an amendment from a Democrat that would have allowed for symbols of non-Christian religions to be placed in public places as well. So they're saying, fuck you, if you're not a Christian, you're not welcome, you're not an equal citizen in Alabama-fucking-Bamistan.
Fuck all of this. Get rid of the guns. That's the only fucking way to make shooting start. I just can't. This fucking Alabama. Kate, get Alabama on the phone. Tell them that we're sending over a helper dog. Alabama needs a service animal. They're stupid. You need a fucking service animal.
Democratic State Senator Linda Coleman Madison.
Yes.
Said, I'm Christian and I believe in the Ten Commandments, but just like I believe in the Second Amendment, the 15th Amendment, and the 13th Amendment, I want to believe in the First Amendment also in terms of the freedoms that we give each other.
Yay, good job.
There's just no way that could fly. And these people should be removed from office for proposing shit like this.
Because
that is blatantly, obviously unconstitutional. You can't say,
right,
we're going to put religious symbols up on public property. Okay, well, you got to allow all religions. Fuck you! We're only allowing Christian!
They should be sued for being dumbasses.
Right.
I mean, my God, what does
that... And they should be held personally liable
for
any lawsuits, not the taxpayers, that have to pay for this bullshit. There should be laws passed that these asshole representatives be held accountable for the legal fees of their blatantly unconstitutional Christo-fascist American Taliban bullshit.
Yeah, this is dumb. What happens when there is a school shooting where somebody has a fucking Ten Commandments, you know, hung up? What are they going to say? What are they going to say then?
Right.
I mean, are you going to take responsibility for that shooting? Is that God's fault? Oh, my God. Everybody, listen to me. If you're listening to this show, stop listening to people in your head, looking up in the sky and all that prayer and all that shit. Listen, there's nothing up there. I'm sorry. I know it sucks.
Well, you know,
there's nothing up there.
Talk to who you want. Just, you can't pass laws making us all talk to your friend in the sky.
And we've got a real problem with these fucking mass shootings, and we need solutions. I don't know. A laminated copy of the Ten... Don't we have a copy of the Ten Commandments hanging up in our shitter as a joke? It's a joke.
Not anymore. In the Los Angeles studios, we did.
Yeah, but you know what? How many mass shootings did we have in that studio? None,
well,
dude.
There you go. We were
not
protected.
One. Maybe Dickhead Dial has a fucking point.
No earthquakes.
Right. Was that why?
No hurricanes.
Was that, well.
We move here and we get a hurricane right away.
I don't know where the Ten Kate, go find me that Ten Commandments. Put it up. I don't want a hurricane. God, this guy's dumb as fuck, this Dial. What an idiot.
And you know some Alabama people.
They're all hippies.
How can anyone live in that state that is not
cheap.
A goose-stepping crystal loon?
Well, the ones I know aren't. They're all nihilists. They're all stoner nihilists.
God. Unreal.
Yeah. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Fuck this shit with this. We're putting up our Christian symbols only.
Alabama really does. I mean, sometimes I think you guys nearly elected that rapist Roy Moore to fucking office. I mean, don't think you need like a Michigan got an emergency governor or an emergency manager or something like that. I mean, how can Alabama be trusted to govern itself with you got this guy suggesting the way to stop school shootings is hanging up religious bullshit?
Well, these states can't be trusted. Why do you think we have a Civil Rights Act?
Why is there a Voting Rights Act?
Because of Alabama?
Because of, yeah, because of states like this that can't fucking be trusted and need adult supervision.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second. So you're making the point that Alabama kind of has been a leader in this sort of thing for the wrong reason.
Sure. Oh, George Wallace?
Right. Right. God, Gerald Dial, you're a dickhead, dude. You're a fucking idiot. Yeah, I mean, are you... George Dial, I hope you don't have a gun because you're mentally ill. You're insane.
Yeah.
You need Prozac. No, or Praymore. Why don't you Praymore, you fucking dickhead? That'll do nothing. That's good. Fucking idiot. No offense. God, you're stupid.
I've also got a story here. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. I got a whole fucking Yay. Pile of stories like this.
Sky God, really?
Like that
really?
One.
That one is, I there's not one worse than that, because that's just fucking
Yeah,
insane.
That really infuriates me, especially that they're even remotely considering saying, well, we're going to have religious symbols, but only Christian religious symbols will
Fuck
be allowed.
You. Yeah, how nice.
How could anybody not know that that's unconstitutional? They don't care. It's like the attacks on Roe versus Wade. There's a missive fucking sippy is a fetal pinky away from
oh my God, that's hey Kate, trademark that. That's the name of my band, Fetal Pinky.
From trying to pass a 15-week abortion right. ban.
That was good.
Women pinky. Don't even know they're pregnant sometimes.
Right. How do you know? How do you fucking know? Is the government sending nano drones up everybody's vagina, seeing what's doing up there or something? By the way, not so polite radical. Thanks for tweeting in.
That's yesterday. I saw
visual
that.
Visual of a gorilla cavorting in a vat of boiling jizz is never leaving my brain. What did you say?
Me?
I didn't
oh,
say
it's
that.
Boiling jizz, so it's immediately out of my mouth? That didn't sound right either.
Let me get out Snapchat. Guys, we've got a little more than a fetal pinky left in the show today. Joining us. Hey, Trump, let's get a little... fetal pinky's got a stiffy. Fetal pinky.
There's... I don't know if this is good news.
Not a fetal thumb.
Or whatever. Right. But, you know, when... the when the most disgusting among us start fighting among each other,
okay,
we always appreciate that.
Fuck you.
This is a battle going on in the sovereign, beautiful, wonderful Republic of Texas.
Eat my dick.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh God.
Where
fuck you, George.
There are these anti-choice organizations are battling each other.
Oh, my God. Why? Like, why?
The a written directive yes. by the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops, so the Catholics, have singled out Texas Right to Life, advising parishes and other Catholics to avoid any volunteer work with that organization.
When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette till your last dying
yeah,
day.
Yeah, the really scary gangs that are,
I mean, are they
that are
like,
doing grapevines out on the street. Terrifying.
Are these two anti-choice gangs? They're warring. They're fighting.
Texas Right to Life often opposes the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops and has implied that the bishops do not faithfully represent church teaching. So they're the Protestants
yes.
are upset at the Catholics that they ain't crazy enough.
Oh, okay. But, dudes, isn't it enough that they don't want anybody vacuuming any uteruses out? Isn't that enough?
They both are the same.
Right. I mean, so why can't you get together on that point? I'm not encouraging you to, but I'm against you guys. I think you're vile pieces of human shit, but damn. I mean, if these guys can't get along, then who the fuck can?
Texas Right to Life responded to recently politically motivated attacks. They accused the Bishops organization of having a tyrannical grip on Republicans.
Oh my God. They're jealous. It's jealousy. They're jealousy. Like, I hate women more. No, I do. I hate women more. I'm the prettiest.
Apparently the bishops are saying, you know, we can't go totally batshit. We need to go incrementally and elect people that, you know, are maybe say, well, we're not going to ban abortion.
Yes.
But maybe we'll ban it at 20 weeks or something like that. That ain't far enough for Texas Right to Life. They're like, yeah, you ain't real Christians.
Hey, both of you guys, listen up. Yeah, find another cause. It's really kind of fucked up that both of you lunatics are involved in. You just will legislate the vagina.
And
just
they're going
stop.
After Texas Right to Life goes after Republicans who they don't think are anti-woman enough. Oh, excuse me. Pro-life enough.
Can't stand these
Texas
people.
Right to Life, our staff, our board, and our members are unapologetic in speaking the truth, including during election time about which elected officials help or hurt the pro-life cause.
These people probably believed in all those like fetal chop shop bullshit, and you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're dumb. You guys both suck.
It says the feud reflects, this is thinkprogress.org, the feud reflects long-standing divisions within the anti-abortion movement across the country.
Yes.
While some organizations and anti-abortion activists favor a hardline total ban on abortion, others are willing to endorse incremental measures, with the ultimate aim being banning abortion, seen as more of a distant goal than a present-day reality.
This is funny. I mean, you know, it's just fucking idiots.
Texas, the country's second largest state, has some of the most strident anti-abortion laws in the United States.
God.
Has only 27 abortion clinics left for a population of more than 30 million people.
God, that is an enormous state. It's a big fucking state. God, hey, Texas, here's a thought. Elect some better people. Oh, my God, please. Please, my God, quit electing these fuckheads like Lily Gohmert and Greg Abbott.
Ugh, Texas,
and Ted Cruz.
Texas Alliance for Life.
Oh, my God.
And the
God.
Texas, this is like Life of Brian. Did you see that? The
Yes.
No, we're members of the Judean People's Front.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You're in the People's Front of Judea. Oh.
Brian.
Two of the groups recommended as Texas Right to Life alternatives.
God damn.
By the bishops.
Right.
Are now being attacked by Texas Right to Life.
Yes.
Who calls them both fake pro-life organizations.
Oh, okay. They're not good enough. God, these guys are all just butthurt and they're jealous. And you know what I mean?
It's the no true Scotsman.
Right.
Fallacy. No, you ain't a true Christian.
Which, listen, I call into question your dedication to your stupid fucking cause of legislating the vagina. I mean, if you truly cared about, you know, this, you would fucking band together for the greater good. I mean, it's not good. It's horrible. I mean, you know.
Maybe we'll all win and they'll destroy each other.
Absolutely.
Win-win.
Fucking beat the shit out of each other. I love it. I love every second of this. Good. Fuck you all.
I love it. I've got, the story came out a little while ago.
Fuck you.
Trump, I think we talked about it, that Trump privately.
Yes.
has been saying that.
Give me a fish fillet.
This is from Axios again. According to five sources who've spoken with Trump about the subject, you know, his friends are all assholes.
Yeah.
These are the people that he calls, like, at night. He's like, I can't believe that John Kelly's such a fucking asshole to me.
Right.
And what about that little Mr. Magoo motherfucker?
And they fucking sell him out, well, right?
Yeah, they turn around and call the papers.
Why? Guys, you're supposed to be his friend, you bags of shit.
I think it might be on purpose. Maybe the biggest leaker is Trump, like somebody with prostate problems. I guess you're not leaking if you have prostate problems.
I'm not a doctor, Pat.
According to 5 sources who've spoken with Trump about the subject, he often leaps into a passionate.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have my tooth in for long enough before the show. I'm having trouble formulating words.
Right. Do you think he really leaps, though? He doesn't leap.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
He often waddles into a passionate speech about how drug dealers are as bad as serial killers and should all get the death penalty.
Oh, God, he's crazy. So he's crazy. So he's
jerking off to a Duterte poster.
He's like King Lear, right?
Yeah.
He's running around. He's mumbling. He doesn't fucking know.
He's more like Lady Macbeth.
He's Lady Macbeth,
out damn spot.
Who's Macbeth? There is no Macbeth in there. In the White House, who's Macbeth? If he's Lady Macbeth, you're right.
Yeah, I can't think of a Macbeth.
They don't have a Macbeth figure in there. Thank God. Thank fucking God don't have a Macbeth figure in there. We would be fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all Iago's.
Fucked. Right.
It's a fucking, it's an entire, there's your theater and your Shakespeare but reference Lady Macbeth, today.
Lady Macbeth, yes, she went bonkers. But before she went bonkers, she was good at what, you know, she had skill.
Yeah.
She can manipulate people. I don't know that Trump has that.
They say Trump tells confidants that a softer approach to drug reform, the kind where you show sympathy to the offenders and give them more lenient sentences, will never work.
So you're dumb.
Instead of treating it like it should be treated as a medical issue.
Yes.
They want to punish, punish, punish.
Right. Well, yes, of course. I mean, of course. I mean, look who his AG is.
The report says Trump, quote, has said he would love to have a law to execute all drug dealers here in America.
Good God, dude.
Though he's privately admitted it would probably be impossible to get a law this harsh passed.
Right.
Under the current American system. He hates America. There it is right there, right. You assholes. Who are screaming that we are the ones who hate America and the Constitution. Trump says it. I would love to get rid of the judiciary that vote against me. I would love to be able to order Congress around, and that fucking attorney general should be going after crooked Hillary.
Right, and you gun nuts, Obama never said, not once, Hillary never said, we're going to come for your guns. Donald Trump said that plainly.
Literally.
Plainly. There's no misunderstanding what the fuck he meant. He doesn't care about our system, you're right.
Currently, 20 states have laws which allow drug dealers to be charged with first-degree murder in the event of a fatal overdose of their product.
Okay.
A study on the subject. Oh, here we go with data and science and shit.
Boring.
By the Drug Police Alliance found that such laws are counterproductive, as they typically ensnare friends or family instead of dealers, and that such laws tended to make users less likely to report overdoses.
Right.
So that the victims could be saved. They don't call 911 because they're worried that they're going to go to jail for murder for supplying someone with their product.
So they're going to die. They might die.
They might die.
What a horrible system. That doesn't make any sense. And this guy's like, I want to execute everybody that sells drugs.
Well,
what are you do with these big pharma companies? You gonna fry those guys too?
Well, here he is today.
Yes.
Rambling on. And here he is. I don't know, even know who he's talking to, but
I'm talking to myself.
Here's where he kind of reinforces that bullshit. Our president
are a similar but different problem in the sense that we have pushers and we have drug dealers that don't. I mean, they kill hundreds and hundreds of people, and most of them don't even go to jail.
What, you mean like Pfizer?
Oh,
you
yes.
mean like Big Pharma?
Right. What about those guys?
Not those guys.
What
those
about the opioids.
What about the CEOs that don't seem to give Purdue, who don't seem right. to give fuck all that 6 million OxyContin pills got sold to one tiny little pharmacy somewhere in the hills of West fucking Virginia.
But they made their money, didn't they?
Well, right.
Okay.
But aren't they drug dealers?
Well, yeah, Pat. Jeez. Hey.
So why can't they be charged with murder for every... But, right. Oh, they're rich white guys.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Okay, guys. Relax. Put up the hanging rope.
They got to find some black guys named Shifty and G-Money to blame
absolutely.
It on.
And most of them don't even go to jail. You know, if you shoot one person, they give you life. They give you the death penalty. These people can kill 2,000, 3,000 people, and nothing happens to them. And we need strength with respect to...
killing 2,000, 3,000 people.
What the fuck is he talking about? This is a guy who just walks around musing about... He's like this idiot. He's a moron. What's he talking about?
It's a big fucking spider up there.
I know,
it's just
dude.
Still sitting up there in the corner
you think
watching
it's dead?
Us. No.
It's like a. I don't know.
It's a BFS.
Big fucking spider.
Yeah. Spiders are our friends, though.
Kate, get my gun.
They eat other nasty little bugs.
Like what? What about that? You think he's poisonous?
Well, I think that one takes out birds.
Yeah.
Or something. It's
we
got to
get rid of
spider.
That fucking thing.
People, and nothing happens to them. And we need strength with respect to the pushers and to the drug dealers. And if we don't do that, you're never going to solve the problem. If you want to be weak and you want to talk about...
He's advocating for killing drug dealers.
You're an idiot, Donald.
Death penalty. Summary executions. He probably loses a penis wrinkle or two every time he thinks about... from stiffness. Every time he thinks about what Duterte is doing.
Oh,
sending
yeah,
his
yeah.
goon squads out... to summarily execute people on the street.
You know what makes me nuts? I listen to him talk about all this. He talks about all kinds of crazy shit. I just want to be like, hey, take 2 seconds. Tell someone at the NSA or whoever to do something about this cyber war Russia is waging upon us. He's talking about executing drug dealers.
Sure.
And if we don't do that, you're never going to solve the problem. If you want to be weak and you want to talk about just blue ribbon committees, that's not the answer. The answer is you have to have strength and you have to have toughness. The drug dealers, the drug pushers they're really doing damage.
What about rapists and sexual harassers and pussy grabbers?
Well, he knows all about that.
What kind of penalties for them?
They get to be president.
They're really doing damage. They're really doing damage. Some countries have a very, very... tough penalty, the ultimate penalty. And by the way, they have much less of a drug problem than we do.
Well,
you know, some countries have cameras in every house, and if you say anything bad about the president, you're dragged
right.
out and summarily executed. They have far less problems than we do. Mm-hmm. I would love that.
But don't in some countries they throw you off the top of a building if you're gay?
Right.
I mean, we don't want to be those countries.
Ooh,
you,
Mike Pence is like, ooh.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it. I just lost all my
that?
Penis wrinkles. Nobody, go run for office in fucking Iran, dickhead. You're in America. None of what you're saying is American, kind
of. Look at who he loves. Putin.
Yeah,
Duterte. Xi Jinping in China, who's
right.
now trying to maneuver it so that he becomes uber poobah for life. For life in China. And we
China.
Should be leading an international uproar.
Right. It just moved. That giant spider just moved.
We should be leading the outcry.
Yes.
That some creepy strongman's trying to take over. But
that's insane.
Trump's hard for him.
How big is China? It's big as fuck,
it's,
right?
It's kind of big.
They got a dictator for life. That sucks.
They're working on it. He's working
right.
on it. Xi Jinping.
I mean, if you're in the position to even work on being a dictator to life, why do you work on it? Why don't you just say, hey, come knock me off my giant shit pile. Fuck you.
Well, they still have the pretense of elections over there and stuff. So,
right.
you know, they've got to do like Erdogan's doing. Mm-hmm. You got to less so over there, but Erdogan, you know, start chipping away.
Yeah.
At the freedoms like they tried in Poland, try to neutralize the Supreme Court
Do they
and
have
the people
Twitter?
Took to the streets,
right?
In the hundreds of thousands to stop that shit.
But they have Twitter and shit like that in China, right? Or no?
Heavily regulated, though. Yeah. Actually, I don't know that they have Twitter. They might not allow Twitter.
Yeah.
But the stuff that they do have is very heavily censored and regulated. So there you go. Trump would, quote, love to execute drug dealers here in the United States of America.
Right. Perfect.
Yay, America.
Yes, that's good, man. Good job, everybody. Good job, dickheads that voted for Trump. Look at this. You got a guy musing, running around the White House like a lunatic. His world is crumbling around him. My God, you just lost Hope Hicks. And now you're sitting around talking about, I wish we could execute drug dealers. Ultimate penalty. You're bananas.
I've got a quick little clip here. This is, and they wonder why they kneel.
Yes.
For the NFL and et cetera.
Right.
This is a video now, which has gone viral.
Right.
A widely shared video showing a white Boston police officer.
Fuck you.
Stopping and questioning, let's call him black.
Okay.
A black man.
Right.
Who was on his way to a barbershop.
Okay.
Has civil rights activists losing their minds.
Okay.
Rightfully so. Who say the confrontation is indicative of the way law enforcement routinely view black men with suspicion.
Right.
Guess what happened was the guy, victim says, that he got dropped off by an Uber. He was walking down the sidewalk toward the barbershop and he saw the police, I guess it's undercover, you know, but they still have a badge on and shit,
but they're
in jeans, you know, those guys.
Right.
Plain
clothes.
Unmarked car.
Right.
But you could tell who they are.
It's a cop.
And he said the car turned around and started coming towards him. So he fired up his cell phone.
And started recording,
Because he knew what was going to happen.
Absolutely.
For no reason whatsoever. Sure enough. Here is what happens.
He's going to get a haircut.
So he's walking, just fired up his phone. And there's the car.
Kevin?
Yeah.
No.
Sure?
Of course.
Your name, the cop says, your name Kevin? No.
Damn.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
God, these guys.
Yeah.
No.
Sure?
Of course.
What is your name?
What is your name?
None of your fucking business.
Exactly.
Dickhead.
You do not have to identify yourself unless you are being accused of a crime.
Absolutely.
Or investigated for a crime.
Who do these fucking cops think they fucking are?
What's your name? And the bootlickers out there, if
yes.
you read these comments,
oh, God.
Were, oh, this uppity Negro, how dare he talk back to a cop? They really think that you should just fling yourself down on the ground. Yes, massa. No, yes, massa. Oh, here's my name, massa. Here's my papers, massa.
Try being black, walking around, and the cops do this to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? These guys don't have any empathy.
Yeah.
No.
Sure?
Of course.
What is your name?
Why you want to know my name?
You look like someone I'm just looking to speak to.
You look like someone we're looking to speak to.
Oh, I'm black? I mean, what the fuck?
My name's not, if you're looking for Kevin, I ain't Kevin.
Go fuck yourself.
What is your name?
Jesus Christ.
Why you want to know my name?
You look like someone I'm just looking to speak to. It's not Kevin?
Wrong person.
What's your name?
You don't need to know my name.
Right. Wrong person.
None of your fucking business.
Wrong person. I'm gonna keep going.
I'm a citizen. I get to walk down the fucking street, fuck nut.
This cop is lying.
Yeah.
By the way, they ain't looking for no Kevin.
He's fishing.
Somebody was walking, daring to walk while black.
Yeah, that's what this is.
What's your name?
You don't need to know my name.
You can tell me it's fine. What's your name?
Of course, because I knew these guys were going to circle around.
Yeah.
What's your name?
What's your name? It's Crossing. What's yours?
No, he does identify himself. The officer has to identify himself when they're asked their names.
Here we go.
Here you go.
Stage two.
Now he's getting out of the car and coming at him. And the victim who is not named here because we don't need to know his name.
Yeah.
He's not named here in the story, but he goes, oh, here we go. Stage two.
Stage two.
He's getting out of the car to come at me.
Crossing. What's yours? Hold up.
Here we
go.
Stage two.
Yeah, 1606. 1606. You can film it though. What's your name?
That's why you need to know.
It's his badge number.
Name. Why are you stopping me, actually?
Because we're looking to speak to you.
I don't want to be spoken to.
What's up? What's happening?
What's up?
He's looking. Now the cop's looking at the camera.
Right.
What's up? What's happening?
Good God.
Like, I don't care. I love having my violation of a citizen's civil rights viewed.
Good God. Leave me the fuck alone.
Actually.
Because we're just looking to speak to you.
I don't want to be spoken to.
What's up? What's happening?
What's up?
Okay.
Again. Here we go.
Here we go.
Stage two.
What's stage one?
What's your name?
Now, the driver of the car, another cop,
right,
seems cool. He's gotten out of the car, and soon during this confrontation, he's going to look at the guy and say, "Look, you're free to go, buddy."
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knows
they're harassing.
He
this
knows
guy.
What people's rights are.
Yeah.
But this other cock knocker is a fucking asshole, and exactly what is wrong with police.
Right.
And exactly why people don't trust police and hate police.
Yes. I mean.
Again. Here we go.
Here we go.
Stage two.
What's stage one?
What's your name?
It's Crossing. I already told you.
And yours?
Kelly. What's up, buddy?
Okay.
How you doing?
Here we go.
Where do you live?
You don't need to know.
Officer Kelly, it seems like a decent human being so far.
What's wrong with this other guy?
Where do you live? None of your business.
Fuck off,
dude. You know, citizens, I'm losing my mind reading the comments because of all these fucking bootlicking fascists.
They're racist, yes.
And authoritarians
so
who think
stupid.
We should just roll.
God.
For whatever civil rights violation happens because if somebody has a fucking badge.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, how you doing, here we go.
Where do you live?
You don't need to know that.
Correct.
You just out here killing
I'm
time
going
today?
To the barbershop.
Which he doesn't have to tell him.
Right. I can kill time.
They do that all the time, too. Where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you coming from?
I can do whatever I want.
You just out here killing time today?
I'm going to the barbershop.
You look like you just got it done.
Because I'm clean. Why are you bothering me?
Bravo.
I knew you was going to bother me since I got out my Uber.
Yeah.
I had my camera ready.
I know you did.
Exactly.
Now the cop's taking out his phone and he's taking pictures of the guy.
Why?
Because he's a fascist.
God damn.
Because he's a jackbooted thug. Trying
ridiculous.
To intimidate the guy
yeah,
taking
absolutely.
His picture.
So what you stopping me for? You still ain't telling me what you stopping me for. You still ain't telling me what you stopping me for.
Your parents proud of you for flipping off the police?
He gave him the finger.
Right.
Into the camera. The cop's
yeah, yeah.
taking his picture, so the guy flipped him off.
If anybody has it coming.
Still ain't telling me what you're
saying. Your parents proud of you for flipping off the police?
Hey. A constitutionally guaranteed right according to the Supreme Court.
Right.
We can
yes.
tell you to fuck off, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
If you're not, if I'm
you
not suspected of a crime.
Before. You still ain't telling me what you're
saying. Your parents
me
proud of you for flipping off the police?
You're
hey.
Free to go, bro.
Did you hear that? You're free to go, bro.
God.
The other cop said.
So now, you know what sucks? This guy's free to go. Now his day's fucked up. You imagine you get fucked with by the cops like this? God.
Well, right. And it happens all the time to
it's not right.
to black men.
Yes.
To young black men. That's the whole point.
Where are you going?
Like Joe Arpaio. People getting pulled over because they're Mexican. Well, prove, show them your papers and move on. What's the problem? You white piece of shit. You get stopped every
yes.
time you drive somewhere.
Right.
Every time you go somewhere. You go down to Times Square and get stopped and frisked. Because you're wearing a hoodie every fucking time.
What do these people think it's like? You know, hey, white dudes, you get treated by the cops a lot differently than black people.
Right.
A lot differently. Yeah. So you don't know what you're fucking talking about.
You still ain't telling me what you're
saying.
Your
parents proud of you for flipping off the police?
You're hey. Free to go, bro.
Thank you. Thank right, you. I appreciate you.
Right,
have a great day. Contributor.
No, he says he turns the camera on the good guy and says, "Thank you, man. I like you." And then he turns around, this stupid ass motherfucker.
Yeah, right. He's right. This guy
right.
is a stupid motherfucker.
Right. This gentleman has no reason to be stopped.
Appreciate you.
Right, have a great day. Contributor. What do you do for work? What do you do for work? Anything?
I do a lot.
What do you do for work?
Who the? This guy's racist. That's where this comes from. He's a big fucking racist. He sees a
yeah.
black person. He's like, look at that taker just
do you
walking
do anything?
Down the street.
What do you do for work? You do anything? I don't harass citizens walking down
yeah.
the street like some piece of shit little jackboot.
You know what's disturbing? You think this cop, this is caught on tape this one time.
What oh, absolutely, yeah.
This guy makes lots of people
and
miserable.
I'll bet this shitbag dick drizzle of a cop is angry at his partner.
Oh, yeah.
For not
backing him up and telling the guy he can go.
Oh, absolutely. What happens to this cop? Surely to God he gets fired.
Well, he's I'm sure he's on paid leave right now.
Hey, have a great day. Contributor. What do you do for work? What do you do for work? Anything?
I do a lot for work.
Like what? Like what?
I do a lot for work.
Go away.
I do a lot for
go away.
Work.
Go away.
Stupid.
Go away, tough guy.
Pig.
Go away.
That's what he is.
Go away.
That's what he is.
Go away.
Stupid. Wasting time.
Make sure you post
I appreciate you.
Make sure you post.
He turns the camera on the good guy. He's like, I appreciate you.
What are you doing? It's noontime on a Thursday. What are you doing today?
What the fuck, dickhead?
I'm working. What are you doing?
You're doing the wrong fucking thing, nigga. You're stopping the wrong fucking person.
Watch out,
buddy. Fuck out of here.
You're doing the wrong fucking thing. Get the fuck out of here. You're wasting both of our time.
He wanted to detain the guy. He wants to, hey, come here, I want to talk to you. Come here. He makes the guy stay there. And now the guy's sitting there filming him. He's like, go away, walk away.
Right.
Which is it, fascist?
And a lot of people think that cop can demand his ID. He cannot.
Right.
Unless he is suspected of a crime.
Right. What do you think I did?
We don't live in that country,
right.
Boo-boo kitties.
Hey, wait.
Where you have to turn over your papers to every fucking law enforcement jackboot that's walking down the street.
Yeah.
We don't do that here.
Yeah, we don't yet, but damn it, you fucking
idiots.
They're
working
voted
on it, yeah.
For Trump, and he put Jeff Sessions, I'll tell you where he shakes out on this. Not on the right side of it.
Zachary Crossan is this tiny, bald, little needle dick fascist
fuckwad
cop with a badge.
Fuck you, Zach.
Bully,
how do you think this guy felt after he got
bully
done with you?
With a badge.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, you leave, it just fucks your whole day up.
All right.
Your day, it's got to fuck with your head. Fuck
you,
Zach.
Nigga, you stopping the wrong fucking person.
Watch out, buddy.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Stupid. Look stupid. Just stopped the wrong person. Wasting your own time.
Which phone is that?
Look how stupid he is.
Oh, look at him trying. He's trying to be cute. Which phone is that? Now he starts walking away.
This guy.
The asshole cop.
You're fucking with this guy. You're ruining his day.
Look how stupid he is.
Oh, wait,
fucking car. Thank you.
And the other cop nods.
It's dehumanizing, you know? Like, shit like that is dehumanizing. That's wrong.
Right.
Fucking crazy. Here we go.
He knew what was going to happen.
God
Why
damn.
Did this gentleman know what was going to happen?
I don't know.
And fire up his phone. Gosh, I wonder why.
Because it's happened before.
Right.
It's happened to this dude before. It's going to suck. Yeah, it's got to be a fucking horrible feeling. You get in the pit of your stomach and you're like, oh, shit, I'm a black guy walking down the street. There's a cop. Guess what? Let me get out my phone. That sucks if that's your thought process.
A longtime activist in Boston said the video is a reflection of how black men are regularly treated by police. This is not an isolated one bad cop incident, he says. At any given day, anywhere in America, a black man can just be stopped not doing anything and question.
This is why Black Lives Matter, dude. You know what I mean?
A Massachusetts state rep, Evandro Carvalho, calls the video deeply disturbing. He says young black men should not be stopped and harassed for merely walking down the street in Boston.
Imagine the other shit that dickhead cop has done.
Yeah, when there's no camera going.
Right, who needs shit? Lucky this guy had his phone.
Police spokes troll says the department is reviewing the video.
Okay.
They said officers were monitoring a house in the area when they saw the man who they believed was exhibiting behaviors characteristic of someone carrying a weapon.
Oh my fucking
God. He's walking
God.
Down the street. He's exhibiting the behaviors of someone carrying a weapon.
What? Hey, asshole.
I'm surprised he didn't just shoot him.
Right, right.
He reached for something. I felt for my life.
God. We're just fucked up. You know, I mean, it's like, it's a crime. You're going to walk down the street and be not white. Is that a crime?
The police shitbag said part of the job of police officers is to engage with community members. But he said there's a lack of mutual respect on both sides.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. The citizen does not have to respect the cop who is violating his rights.
That's right. That's right.
We don't have to respect that.
It's so fucked up. That idea is like, God, America is just all turned around and fucked up on this issue.
Right. And, you're anti-police. No, we're anti-thuggish police. We're anti-people, citizens getting their fucking rights violated their rights violated. Right.
The only solution is these body cams.
Well, as long as these assholes turn them on.
You got to have these body cams on. You got to have some accountability for when they turn them off.
And as long as we can get them.
Yeah. We need body cams. You know what? You know what? No. What we need are no more Republicans in fucking office, because they're the pains in the asses with this. Republicans are always on the wrong side of this fucking issue.
We need massive police reform countrywide.
The one in Donald J. Trump.
De-escalation tactics, not this fucker, this white Boston fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Was escalating.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did Donald Trump say when he ran for office? Blue lives matter.
Oh, yeah.
He was sucking these cops off left and fucking right.
Oh, Trump would be one of the commenters saying, I can't believe that uppity N-word talked to that police officer like that.
We need to elect somebody who talks about these body cams. We really do. That makes it one of their fucking issues because, white guys, we don't deal with shit like this, and how are we supposed to function as a society if that guy can't walk down the street, go to his barber without being harassed by the fucking cops? And he expects it. That's heartbreaking. This fucking guy expects it. That's unacceptable.
And now that it's gone national, now there's more more newspapers and everything running it. Boston Police says that the department is aware of the video and is reviewing it to see if there's any violation of their rules.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. We're all waiting. Please.
Well, and if it's not a rule, it should be.
Yeah.
This guy should be fired. This guy should not be a police officer.
No, he's not cut out for it.
I saw one story, I think it was on fucking Fox,
about
this, where in the Fox story it said, well, Officer Crossan has led several community bake sales, or something like that. Like they're trying to say, what a wonderful human he is.
What the fuck?
He's a jackboot civil rights violator and a fucking racist, probably.
What if this kid was white? What if he was rich? He's a rich white man.
He wouldn't have been stopped.
It wouldn't have fucking happened.
Right.
See, people don't care about black people. That's, you know what I mean? We got this country. They don't understand this Black Lives Matter. White people don't get stopped for walking down the sidewalk because they're white.
Right.
It doesn't happen. Fuck this cop.
Yeah, so these the comment section, find that story and slither yourself over into the comment section, and you'll really want to lose your mind because there's just so many bootlickers out there.
It's racism. We got so many problems with this racism. It's at the heart of everything. And unfortunately, these GOP fucknuts, these Republicans, a lot of their policies they're based in racism.
Right.
We got to get rid of these Republicans.
And a lot of the comments are, I'm sure this guy is a known prior offender.
What? Because of his skin color?
Well, the guy, and they didn't know him.
They didn't know
what's your name?
He was.
Who are you? What's your name? Where'd you live? He didn't know him.
And did this guy behave like a quote unquote criminal? He stood there. He filmed them. He wasn't aggressive towards them. He acted, was the adult in this situation.
Right.
That guy was the adult, and Officer Zachary Fuckface was not.
Right.
I mean, come on. We can't have this.
He was maybe a little not courteous after his civil rights were violated.
Right, and you don't have to be.
And all that cop would have to say is your name Kevin? No, it's not. Okay, thanks. Have a good day, sir.
Right.
Have a good day, sir.
And not be a dick.
Right.
And not try to intimidate the guy. Where are you going? Where are you going on a Thursday at noon?
And we've talked about that a million times before, how lily white guys that we are, I've been pulled over and had just foul asshole cops just for no reason whatsoever. Oh my God, I went 5 miles over the speed limit.
And your wife.
So you've got to be a fucking asshole to me. Who the fuck do you pieces of shit think you are?
And imagine if you're a person of color, what it would be. Right. It would be worse. Hey, why can't you cops be more fucking courteous? Fuck you.
That's it. Massive police reform.
Oh my God.
This country needs.
Fuck this.
We don't have time for Alex Jones. Let's save that for tomorrow, everybody.
That's a tease.
An amazing Alex Jones. Well, here's a real quick one.
Oh, awesome.
I think it's only like a few seconds long. Here's one clip of Alex Jones.
Soros is a Nazi collaborator that helped round up thousands of his fellow Jews, and then he has groups.
It's just 100% not true, by the way.
Soros is a Nazi collaborator that helped round up thousands of his fellow Jews, and then he has groups saying, I'm a Nazi collaborator, when he's a Nazi. I mean, it just shows how reprobate and bankrupt the leftists are. And she's my ex-wife now. And, you know, it's my my new wife's, her pedigree's German, three-quarters German from Omaha, and a quarter Irish, and I'm proud of that background. And the anti-Semites call her a... call her Jewish and everything else. And if she was, I'd be proud of it. But no, she's got a noble nose, but she's not Jewish.
There you go. He's defending charges of anti-Semitism by saying, they think my wife's a Jew because she got a big old nose.
Am I right to understand that he just wants everybody to know that he did not marry a Jewish woman?
No, he just said he would be proud of it if she were.
Okay.
But
she's not. God, Alex.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll be screaming and yelling more about Jesus-y bullshit in this country, because that's what's being rammed in our holes.
Yeah, you're loons.
Don't forget iTunes, fucking Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. Thanks to those who do, and thanks to those who buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. It really helps out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right, Pat.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, you all. We are back tomorrow with more of this yelling bullshit.
Guns kill people.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.